Mauro Villalpando is an activist, and she has been here in the United States since 1996. The federal government, Homeland Security, tried to deport her. Over the last couple of years, they've had proceedings going, but they've dropped the case, and she joins us now. Hi, Mauro.
Hi, good afternoon.
And you said that you think you were, well, you were targeted because of your advocacy for immigrants that are held there in Tacoma?
Definitely. I mean, it's not like the government didn't know of my presence as an undocumented immigrant in the U.S. They were aware of it since at least 2014. And we have to actually do a request for documents called a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, to actually prove what we were saying. And we found in emails between several top officers of Immigration Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security that they were surveilling our organization, and we weren't the only one. This is one of hundreds of other cases that happened throughout the Trump administration, but even before then, we knew under the Obama administration we were being surveilled. They were watching our movements. They knew I was undocumented. It wasn't until Trump took office that they decided to come after us, and I was an easy target because I was very vocal. I'm still very vocal about my work and especially being undocumented.
Now, the judge that approved the decision in dropping your case, did they give a reason why they chose to drop it, or do you think that they just wanted to move on and work on other things?
Probably both. I did get to read the judge decision, and what he said was that he agreed with both my lawyer and Homeland Security agreeing to drop the case. And his rationale was that the only negative factor against me was that I overstayed my visa, but everything else was positive. And I think I'm going to paraphrase something he said about even if not a lot of people agree with my message and my tactics, I'm doing the work that is very cherished in the United States, which is to fight forcefully for your community. And so he recognized that my work is very important, and therefore, the case should be dropped.
What would you say to people who say you're here, you're undocumented, that you shouldn't be here, that the government should have gone forward with your case?
Well, if we talk about who shouldn't be here, then we should go back all the way to the very first people, the settlers that took over this land and stole the land from Native Americans. We always have to remember that we're on a stolen land. And so let's make it clear that the immigration system has been a system of oppression, racist, xenophobic, but more importantly, very capitalistic. Immigration, actually, when it came into the politics of the U.S., it was seen as commerce, and then they move us to be seen as labor. So as long as we don't complain, most corporations and people in power are fine. But when we start asking about our rights that we deserve, that's when they don't like us to speak up. And I think that, nowadays we have proven that what immigration looks like today and the way the system is totally totally against what, human beings deserve. And now with, the climate crisis, just look what how immigrants in at the border, especially black immigrants, have been treated by the Border Patrol. And it's just very clear that the immigration system, especially the immigration enforcement system, is a very racist system of control against black, brown, indigenous people like me.
Now, do you think that with the new presidential administration in place, do you feel like people with similar cases such as yours will be seeing a different outcome in the next coming years because of, the new administration that's in power?
Well, that's what we hope. I mean, we keep reminding Biden that it was really thanks to the Black and Latino vote that he and his party took control of, mostly control of both the White House and Congress. And they actually said that when they took office, they wanted to change things in Homeland Security in Mallorca, prepare a change in priorities of deportation. But Texas being Texas, filed a lawsuit, and now that lawsuit is not moving. Now these priorities, this change in priorities of deportation have to be implemented, which is different from what the Trump administration did. What we wanted to highlight about my case is that we proved that ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, they have the right to detain and deport people. They also have the prosecutorial discretion to not do that. And that's what they did on my case, right? The same agency that decided to put me in deportation proceedings is the same agency that decided to drop the case. They could do that with everybody if they wanted to.